everybody, and thanks so much for tuning in to episode number 53 of As Ink. What As Ink is we do an improvised form called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark. The way it works, in a few moments, we're going to take a suggestion, and taking that, we're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes, improvising scenes, games, characters, what have you, but it's all going to be the audio track, and because it is improvised, nothing has been pre-written, nothing has been rehearsed. Specifically, tonight we're going to be doing an improvised story for you guys, so a real legitimate radio play. Playing with As Ink this week is...
Teresa York.
Alex Batham.
Kevin Dolan.
Mark Crespo.
And Chris George. So tonight we have six random titles from mdbenoit.com. Alex, would you give us our number?
One.
Number one.
And the title is Seventh Time.
The Seventh Time. It's the title of this week's story, and... Lights down.
Well, let's just try it one more time then.
Again?
Yeah, again. We have to get this right. I mean, it'll have to take all night unless we get it right, okay? So let's just...
Doctor, we've been here for so long. Can we just go home? Let's just call it a night.
No!
I think the patient's dying.
Yeah, and if
the patient is dead...
We don't try, this patient will have died in vain, so we just need to keep going, okay? Now give me the clamps, nurse.
Which nurse?
Okay, Nurse Samantha.
Right, that's you. You go get the damn clamps.
Oh, again with the clamps. Clamp, clamp, clamp. All night long.
You mad scientists, you're all alike.
Now that she's gone, I want to make sure that this doesn't work out. We're out of options, and she's a witness. So, for the next round, we're gonna have to use her.
What?
Yes, exactly. There's no other chance, okay? We're down to the wire on this.
Why are you playing God to begin with? I don't want to... I'd like Samantha.
Well, you know what? She's a loose lips. She gossips all the time, and I don't trust her.
Back, guys. Do you want to hear what's going on in the waiting room? In the waiting room?
What's going on?
I saw two men making out.
Oh my god.
That's great. All right,
awesome.
Cool. Give me those clamps.
Okay.
All right, so clearly the patient is... Most of the organs are not inside of the body.
Uh-huh.
And
Sam, can I talk to you over here real fast?
Sure.
Just real quick about these gauze that we need to organize.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor wants me to kill you and wants to do the next experiment on you.
Okay, that's really funny.
Keep your fucking voice down.
That's really funny, but I don't believe it.
No, it's serious. I'm totally serious. Here's what I think.
Claire, you're always making up stories.
I'm not making up stories. He wants to kill you, and he wants to use you for the next experiment.
Nurse Claire. I need some help over here.
Yes, okay.
When he comes to do it, let's kill him instead.
Yes, of course, doctor. What do you need? Oh my god, like totes. Whatevs.
What? Why are you acting that way?
What are we doing? Let's clamp some things.
What? You feeling okay?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Okay.
Like, I'll clamp these.
Yes, clamp. Yeah, make sure all these organs are alphabetized.
All right, I'm gonna alphabetize them.
All right, Nurse Claire is all about these conspiracy theories, and I think we need to take her out.
What exactly is she saying?
She's saying that you're gonna kill me, and I don't believe that because I love you, and honestly, we need to take her out. Are you with me or not?
Oh,
or are you going to send me to be your clamp bitch again?
No, I think you've been as useful as I think you're going
to
be.
Great. Okay, back to surgery.
That's surgery.
All right, I've alphabetized them all. I wasn't sure what letter gallbladder should start with, either G or B. So.
Well, it's a gallbladder. It's not just a bladder.
Okay, well, I was alphabetizing it as bladder, comma, gall, but we can move
that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's not, it's, okay, fine. Well, I'll remember that, and I'll put that in the notes.
Ah, the lights are out!
Oh, now, Samantha, do it now!
No, doctor!
It's stabbing! So much stabbing!
Ow! Lights on.
So, what we got here is, looks like a triple homicide.
This is a lot of blood.
Ooh. It looks like a triple homicide, but I'm only seeing two bodies. Seeing two bodies and a trail of blood limping out the door.
Two bodies, and there's seem to be a lot of organs that are, like, in order. I mean, here's bladder, here's, I mean, it's just,
yeah.
It's kind of weird how the, you know, it's,
it looks,
I'm just, you know, I don't know what,
I don't know, it looks like
liver and lung are, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, that
seems odd.
That's alphabetical right there.
It seems alphabetical.
It looks like they was taking the organs out of this first body that's up here on the table.
Are we counting that as one of...
That's the first body.
That's the first
There's
body.
There's one other woman on the floor.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm just saying, we got two bodies and it looks like a third was limping out the door.
3 hours earlier. Thomas McGillicuddy, get in here. I need to talk to you about the body case.
Okay, Sergeant Brody.
Now listen.
We were just heading over there.
I know you were, and I've got something to tell you. I'm sick and tired of your shenanigans and your inability to count things at crime scenes. Now listen up. You better solve this case or else your asses are on the line.
Look, ever since they took away the crime scene detectives, I'm no good at that part of it. The budget cutting and everything, you know.
What my pawn is trying to say is, don't worry, Captain, we got it. We got it this time.
Damn it, boys! Don't let me down. Now get out of here in 5 seconds or I'm calling the cops.
We'll be moseying.
One.
Back to present. So, how I think it went down is I think that there was two of them working over this body. Working over it, trying to get rid of all of its organs or classify them in some sort of way.
Okay.
Something happened where the person who limped out of here snapped, and that person attacked this woman on the floor, causing her to lose her life.
Got it. But there's all of those, she attacked back. And
that's probably why the person was limping out of the building.
Right, exactly. And the trail of blood, that accounts for the trail of blood.
Yeah. I think our best bet on solving this murder is to follow this trail of blood, see how long it leads us.
Meanwhile, let's make our point.
Come on, Stacey, let's go all the way.
I don't know. I'm a good girl. I don't
Come
know.
On, Stacey. We're the only ones up here.
Yeah.
No one's gonna know. I've already given you my Letterman jacket.
Oh, that's
and
true.
The game-winning ball.
Okay.
What more do you want?
I just want to be happy.
I want you to be so happy, Stacey.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Are you serious? Because if you're serious, then I'm going to stick my tongue wherever you want it to go.
Then, yeah, I want to make you really happy. That's, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, it's so hot. Who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I need some help.
Oh, my God.
I've been stabbed multiple times.
What are you doing? Door open.
Oh, God.
Close. Door open.
I'm very much injured.
Door closed.
Stop hitting me with your door.
Oh, my God.
Let's agitate him some more.
Okay. Give me the game-winning ball!
Listen, guys, I just need to...
Oh, God!
Well, you threw a football at me.
Give
what
me the Letterman
this?
Jacket!
What? No, I can't. I am bleeding. Jesus Christ!
What do you want? What do you want from
us? I need to get to the hospital.
Go there, FY!
Oh, my God, he's...
We're not gonna do anything.
I've been stabbed.
He's gonna
a
kill
lot.
Us. He's gonna kill us.
You are ruining this for me.
Are
I was almost about to
are
get
you,
laid.
I'm sorry for interrupting your sexual intercourse.
Fuck this whole thing
but
up,
I am in grave need of a doctor.
Let's just get out of here. Let's
okay.
go to the other man who can make out boy.
Right. Can I get a ride at least?
No!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
It looks like our victim is mobile. The trail of blood leads right up to here,
mm-hmm.
and then it just stops with these... Tire tracks off.
And Letterman jacket, it seems to be
No.
It's covered with blood.
Yeah. Could be a clue.
We should get this back to the lab and have it fingerprinted and DNA tested and everything. This blood will probably be easier to test for rather than blood that's mixed with three different bodies.
That's probably true.
We should make sure. Here, give me one of them evidence bags.
Okay, I got the big kind.
Make
of
sure it's
bag.
The big trash bag kind.
Here,
here
we go.
Here's the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Get the bag open.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go. You know, it actually says it's stitched in there on the thing. Harmon.
Harmon?
Harmon.
Is that a school or a last name?
It seems to be stitched in there like it would be somebody's last name. I'm pretty sure the school is Westside. That's like the big letters on the, yeah.
All right. Well, I believe we should go to this West Side and question a Mr. Harmon.
Thomas, I've been up all night worried about you, and as your wife, I just don't think it's fair that I'm having to raise these kids while you're out there fighting crimes.
I'm on the side of the law. I'm doing God's work. I'm making sure that the people get justice for the crimes that other people did against them.
That's really noble, but while you're doing that, we just celebrated Jimmy's 7th birthday party without his father.
Damn it, I have no time to be celebrating no birthdays right now while there are crimes being had and people to solve and catch.
Do you even love me anymore? I feel like we're so distant.
Shoot, of course I do. But it's duty. Duty to these people. Duty to this town. Duty to the justice. I love you, but I just can't. I can't forget about duty.
I guess I'll be sleeping alone again tonight.
Reckon you will.
Crying and drowning in a pool of my own tears.
Make sure you remember to tread water.
Later at the high school. Well, officers, I wish there was something I could do to help y'all, but, it's late at night, and, there's no students here.
Are you sure we can't call this boy in for questioning right now?
Well,
just get him out of class, we'll wait.
There's no class going on, detectives. It's,
what kind of school not be having class going on?
It's 3 a.m. Now, if y'all wants to come back in, say, 4 hours after school's done begun, I'll probably can do something to help y'all out.
Yeah, I don't think you understand. This is a murder.
No, I understand.
All the time matters. So listen, we should go to the school and question
you're
the students.
You're at the school. Well, this is Welcome to Westside High.
This can't be the whole school.
I think it is. It's not a big town.
Well, this is the building of the school. There's normally about 500, 600 kids here.
Wait. So you're saying if we just come back in 4 hours, we'll be able to get our questions answered?
You absolutely. Mr. Harmon is probably at his house at this point.
At his house.
Damn it, gentlemen, can I please point out that there's a big difference between 4 a.m. and 4 p.m.? I wish you'd get your numbers straight.
Sorry, Chief. We got so done excited when we was going over there, we thought, why not just question him now?
Damn it, gentlemen, time is running out on this case, and you only brought me 11 donuts in a dozen donut box. Get straight or get out!
Yes, sir. We're gonna head on over to the boy's house right now. See what he knows.
Adios, amigos.
Meanwhile, underneath the bleachers at the football stadium
is some good weed, man.
Right.
Sure glad we snuck out of the house to get friggin' high.
Oh, I know. Hey, whoa. Did you guys hear that?
Was it a cop siren?
No, it wasn't a siren. It was just in. I thought I heard the bush move.
Dude, you just.
Wait, did you hear that cough? It wasn't me. I candle my shit now.
Hey, I could, okay, let me pop some, like, philosophy down to you guys. Why does the outside of a cold cup get wet?
Because of condensation, you right? Idiots.
Whoa, who said that?
Who said that?
Is that oh, God?
Yeah. No.
God?
I'm not God.
I'm sorry.
God. I'm just a man.
It's the devil! It's the devil! You go!
No,
God,
no,
God,
I'm
the devil!
Here, throw the bug at him!
Oh, God!
Here, throw all my joint tips!
Oh,
here,
Jesus!
The joints!
You guys, I
oh,
am
no.
a doctor.
I need
medical attention. Oh, God.
The devil's a doctor, man. We gotta get out of
it's
here.
The doctor devil.
Really?
Doctor
this is
devil.
Happening to me again.
We gotta go.
The devil. Megillipati, can I talk to you as your wife?
Sure.
It seems like you've been doing a lot on the case lately.
I
just made this potato souffle.
I love your potato souffle, dear, but, you know, I've had such a hard time since I transferred from vice to murder. It's so totally different things.
You've been spending so much time away from home. Your son just turned 7 years old.
Well, I know that, but I just...
Jameson, seven.
I didn't even... Did I miss all those birthdays in there?
What?
Honey, I...
What?
Look, I know I haven't been the best husband. I want to be better, though.
Well, then maybe you should quit your job and come spend some time with me in the Shire.
In the Shire? Honey, look, my dad was a police officer. His dad was a police officer. I want our kids, once I learn their names, to be police officers.
Oh, you bastard! Get out! You're not a man. You're a half man.
Oh, yes, police.
Hello?
We're looking for, Mr. Harmon. Should be about high school age.
Oh, you mean my son?
Yeah.
Tommy Harmon.
Yeah.
Well, it's 7 a.m., gentlemen. He's probably at school.
At school? We just came from the school. He was not there.
Well, what time were you at the school?
We were at the school at 3 a.m.
Okay, well, he was here at 3.
Are you trying to tell me he's not here right now?
Well, Detective, it's 7 a.m. He's probably either at school or on his way to school.
Yeah, I told you he said 7 a.m. We could come back. I thought that's what he said. No.
I thought he said 7 a.m. he'd be at home.
No,
it certainly makes more sense now that I think about it that it would be school.
Is there something going on that I should be concerned about?
Tommy
in some sort of trouble?
We may or may not have found a Letterman jacket covered in blood with the name Harmon on it.
Oh my word.
Last night at around 12 a.m.
Okay.
So it was up on that makeout point.
Which makeout point? Because there's two makeout
points. The one overlooking the quarry.
Oh, makeout point number one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had many a makeout at makeout point number one when I was in high school.
But we found it up there. It's covered in some man's blood. So
oh, my word.
we just need to talk to your son.
Oh, absolutely.
About something.
Okay. Well, you should go to the high school then.
All right. We will do that.
At 7 a.m.
Hey, coach, there's, something moving in the track shed.
Well, listen, maybe you should worry a little bit less about what's moving over there and worry a little more about your sprints.
I was just trying to get out the hurdle.
You, Tommy, get your ass up and deal with some squats.
I was getting out the hurdles to do the practice, and there's like, an animal or something. I might need to call animal control.
Hey, maybe you should worry a little less about zoology and a little more about making Allstate, okay?
Yeah, that's where I'm getting the hurdles out of the thing, coach.
Yeah, worry a little more about whether or not you're going to go up against Eastside and how you're going to do at Eastside at the upcoming track field meet.
Hey, coach, could you send a couple guys to that really dark shed in the back to get some supplies? This is your superior, coach. And we really need those supplies. If you could send them to that real far away.
Absolutely,
warlord.
Sergeant Coach.
Thanks.
Right away.
At ease.
All right. You right there, Ralph. Get your ass over here.
I'm right here.
All
right.
And you, Frank, stop running. All right?
Okay.
Quit doing the things where you jump through the tires. All right?
Okay.
I need you two to go into that dark shed in the back and get things and bring them back out here.
That's what I was doing.
Go. Don't you give me no lip. How about you worry a little less about talking back to the sub coach and a little more about how you're going to do in the high jump on the upcoming All-National?
I run the 100-meter hurdles.
Well, you better start worrying about how well you're going to be jumping and running.
Let's go. Okay.
And you, Frankie, you best watch your lip, boy. You best stop wagging it and stop moving it. Not your lip, your behind.
Okay.
Frankie, I'm just going to go and start handing the hurdles out to you.
Okay. Here's one.
Excuse me, guys. What? I am really near death right now.
Oh gosh.
I've been trying to
Oh my god. Oh
the
no,
last
this
24
raccoon
hours.
Is talking. Here,
I'm
throw
not
a hurdle
raccoon.
At it.
Oh my god. What is wrong with people in this town?
Oh
Jesus
no.
Christ.
God damn it.
I am a human being.
The
subcoach. I'm
the subcoach.
Oh
no, no, baby.
There's something
there. You guys need to stop yelling and start worrying about how well you're gonna do the breaststroke and that I'm coming and swim me.
There's a talking raccoon
Pardon
there.
Pardon me, sir. I am an injured person.
Okay, you need to stop worrying so much about being injured and start worrying about how fast you're gonna run the 1500 meter.
I can barely walk.
All right, so now we're here to see that Harmon kid. All right, mm-hmm. We have it on good authority that from his mother, that he is here.
Well, absolutely. Yep. He came in this morning right around 7 a.m., just as I said he would. He's probably on around back to practice field right now, just a running and a jumping and a working his butt off.
All right, we're going to head right out there. Yeah, let him know, let the coach know to pull him aside so we
which
can...
Which one, the upper coach or the sub coach?
Which one's easier to talk to?
we'll get
the sub coach.
All right, I will let him know.
Sub coach, how you doing?
What can I do for your gentleman?
We're looking for Mr. Harmon.
Well, Mr. Harmon's right back over there working out with a raccoon who, quite frankly, could use a little work on getting his knees up.
Please, somebody just help me for a minute.
Now you need to stop worrying about getting some help and stop worrying about throwing some Hail Marys. I got this new kid on my team, Detective.
I'm sorry, what?
That's a raccoon.
He keeps claiming he's a doctor and that he's injured. I've heard this all before.
I think we better take a look at this talking raccoon.
All right.
I think we should talk to Harmon.
Doc,
what's this guy going
to
tell us?
You guys want to talk to Harmon?
Harmon's with the raccoon. Let's talk to both of them at the same time.
All right, they're right over there. Doc, Harmon, get your butts over here.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's up, Coach?
Mr. Harmon, Detective Thomas.
You're
Hi, detectives. Hi.
Yeah. We're here because we found your Letterman jacket up at Makeout Point, I believe number one. It was completely covered in blood.
Excuse me.
Oh my word.
Are you police officers?
Yeah. Now, Raccoon, we'll get to you in a minute. We're talking to Mr. Harmon.
I don't mean to speak out of line, but I could use a ride to the hospital, possibly, if you've got a minute.
We're in the middle of a conversation with a young boy about his Letterman jacket, and we will get to you in a minute.
Your coach has told us that you have some issues about you needing to always be number one, okay?
I'm 45 years old. I am not a student here.
Look.
Please, Mr. Raccoon, please just be quiet for a minute while we sort this out. Now, Mr. Harmon.
Yes, officers.
Whose blood is that on your Letterman jacket?
Actually, I think it's his.
It is mine. I think it's his.
It's
sure
this raccoon's blood.
I'm pretty sure he was the one outside my window while I was making out with my girlfriend.
Mr. Raccoon, you... What?
Douglas,
were you stabbed in that lab incident?
I might have been stabbed, yes,
all
multiple
right.
times.
All right. I think we gotta put you under arrest for murder.
I'm the victim here.
Well, we only saw two bodies there and one blood trail leaving, so that makes you the third person.
Well, no, there was an accident involving a lot of knives and scalpels and stuff, and one of my assistants was under the impression that I was going to kill them, and so she stabbed me and the other assistant. Her name is Nurse Samantha. Nurse Samantha Cowell, and she is on the run somewhere. I'm telling you.
Okay, so I need to get a count here.
So there was done being four bodies in that room?
Because there's one that all the organs are...
All the organs were taken out.
I think that was
organized.
That was there when I got there.
That was there when you got there.
I rented the laboratory, that came with it.
Because we have it under good knowledge that the woman laying on the ground was actually a registered nurse.
Yes, Claire Farnsworth.
Yes, Claire Farnsworth. I think that was an accident, what happened to her. Yeah.
Could you tell us exactly what...
The lights were out, and there was just a lot of stabbing going on. And really, I can't say for certain what happened, but I'm certain that it was...
I think we best be taking you down to the station to let our chief have a look at you.
Can we go to the hospital? Possibly
later. Not on the way. That's on the other side of town.
Listen. I'm a doctor,
in a minute.
And I know for a fact that I've lost far too much blood. And this is a priority.
We'll get you there eventually.
Hey, son. How's it going?
Hello. You're the police chief, am I right?
The goddamn police chief.
She's the goddamn police chief.
Okay, so I've been able to suture myself with
good work, MacGyver.
Bits of string that I found while crawling through the fields and the locker room at the local high school because I was
trespassing.
Accidentally stabbed by a nurse. Yeah, let's.
Well, ain't you just a motherfucking Boy Scout?
Yeah. But this is. We can talk about this at the hospital, I think would be the best place.
You ain't going nowhere.
Okay,
you're gonna get in a cell, drowning in a puddle of your own blood.
I've been doing that all day.
Now, am I gonna have to play hardball with you, son? Or are we gonna play a game of tetherball?
You know what? At this point, I'm ready to tell you everything if I can just get to a goddamn hospital.
You'll get to a hospital when you've told us what we need to know.
Okay. Well,
where is this fourth body that miraculously escaped home?
You know what? I would like to know that myself. Because
meanwhile, in Barbados.
Buenos días, señorita.
Oh, hola. I'd like another one of those margaritas.
Muy bien. Un momento.
Sí. Oh, it's just so great. Relaxing after a nice day of murder.
And lights out. That was episode number 53 of As Inc. Playing with As Inc. this week was...
Teresa York.
Alex Patton.
Kevin Dolan.
Mark Crespo.
And Chris George. The title of this week's story was The Seventh Time. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov. That's prov@gmail.com. You can also email us comments, suggestions, or suggestions you would like us to put into our hat of suggestions. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review via iTunes. Like us on Facebook, and we will see you next week.
There's always gotta be the couple having sex, and then like the monster has to get them or come up behind them.
Well, I mean, they have to show you that sex is bad.
Right.
Yeah.
How else are you gonna learn?
That's where it comes from. That's how
all these horror movies are actually written by very conservative Christians.
By the Pope.
Like,
the Pope's like, here are my edits.
He's on some forum going, you should show that sex is bad by a snake killing the people doing it.
But make sure you show lots of gratuitous sex right before the snake gets them.
The snake represents venereal disease.
It's a good symbol.
And we don't want the people to get that, so here are my edits. And also...
venereal disease on a plane. Also equally as deadly.
I am tired of this goddamn VD on this motherfucking plane.
A movie theater in Austin had a contest where they would draw like a noun and then another noun, and people would make short films on it based off of snakes on a plane. So someone had
like the Alamo
tarantulas on a hovercraft. Yeah, it was the draft. It was the draft house. Yeah, people made all these films. I think you can look them up on YouTube.
Tarantulas.
Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun, but there's a lot of spiders.
We've got all these tarantulas on this hovercraft.
And this movie was called Recon 2020. They've had like two or three sequels of it since then. But it's... so the movie starts on a nipple and pulls back to reveal a couple like having softcore sex where you don't see anything. It's just one dude like thrusting and the girl's naked. And then the dude's like, whoop, gotta go. I'm being called out on a mission. And then you never see either of those two people for the rest of the movie. So, like, both of them, just nothing. And then it cuts to, like, Marines, and they're being sent onto this planet to fight these interdimensional beings that can't fully phase into our universe. That are, like, they have to fight them because they're stealing humans and turning them into monsters that are, like, from our imaginations, like werewolves, Loch Ness monsters, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And...
they're turning them into Loch Ness monsters.
Yes, yes. You know what? I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, they're just, like, fighting through things, and all of a sudden, there's just next to a tank with Nessie. A giant Loch Ness monster in it. And they're just like, what's going on? It's gonna eat us! And it can't get out of the tank. So, there was a scene where there's, like, a girl, and she's, like, flying a ship, but it's just the scene of her sitting there doing, or different, like, orgasm faces. And it shows it, and then her ship goes like this, and the other one crashes into a wall, and that was their dogfight. And then she's out of the ship, on the ground, and the enemies come and find her, and one dude's like about to rape her, and then, yeah.
What?
Wait, one of the dudes?
One of the bad dudes.
The interdimensional dudes?
That's like possessed, it's like possessing a human or something.
Oh, okay.
And this human dude is like all about...
Alright, so that's a key plot point. I wasn't aware they could also
possess I didn't know that either. It's just all of a sudden it's a dude and he's like, oh, I'm gonna rape you. And then his superior officer kills him, goes, we don't rape our enemies, we kill them, and then takes her prisoner and goes back to the base.
Why didn't he kill her?
He says, we don't rape our enemies, we kill them, and then takes her prisoner. I believe the
except
best...
except for you.
Yeah.
I believe the best line of the entire movie, it was said in the first 10 minutes, and it was this dude trying to, like... it was the leader of the military unit trying to pump them up, and he started screaming, first to go, last to know. And that got me and my friends thinking that, what if they're deployed to help people? They just, like, land on some mining planet, and they kill everyone, and then get a call, and they're like, did you save them from the monster in the mine? And they're like, oh, you mean the people we were supposed to kill?
Oh, yeah, we killed everybody. You were supposed to save them. Oh, save them.
Well, last
this
to know.
This mission makes a lot more sense now.
Because those people were totally trying to surrender, but we just shot them.
We were like, sorry.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
We said, sorry, we don't rape our prisoners. We kill them.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous movie. And after Nessie happened, I was just like, I know.
I'm still thinking about the nipple, though. Like, he wanted to get some artistic shots.
I don't know. There was
let's
a...
make this an art film.
There was, okay, there was a weird, like, android woman, and really it was just, like, this huge, massive woman playing this, and she was supposed to be an android, and for some reason her tits were out for a little bit. I don't know why. I didn't understand.
You know, androids don't really care so much about clothing.
I know, but it was like she was clothed, and then they got ripped, and they're just, like, flopping around for a little bit.
And then she just, like, they stop, and she's like, I made repairs to myself, and they're not falling out anymore. And it was just like, what the fuck? Why was that there?
Just to keep you going, keep you engrossed.